Let's bring in super friend of the show, Brian Anderson. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. BA, did you watch the game last night?
Oh, every pitch. Every pitch. And I got to tell you, outside of some special games that I was able to be on the call for, that was the best baseball game. And obviously because of the way that it ended. But that was the best baseball game that I can remember watching off the top of my head, pitch for pitch. I mean, since I was a kid. That was absolutely incredible. Just the you feel good with Class A on the mound, and then all of a sudden it gets tight. You know how it all played out. That was incredible theater last night. And, of course, Cleveland comes out on top and makes a series of it. Absolutely bedlam, I'm sure, at Progressive Field.
B.A. Phelps here. How unlikely? I mean, the whole thing's so unlikely, but think about the guys who hit the home runs. Jonkenzie Noel, who gets called up this year, and David Fry, who last year makes the team and makes an all-star team this year, and everybody's like, who is this guy? And look what he's ended up doing. It's unbelievable.
It is. And the flair for the dramatic from David Fry. I mean, he's had some big hits, big home runs for this team, you know, down through September and obviously into the playoffs. But, yeah, it was so fun to watch. I mean, being down to your final strike, I mean, two outs, two strikes, bottom of the ninth, and I'm telling you, the pitch was thrown, the ball was hit. As soon as the ball came off the bat, knowing who swung the bat, you knew the result. You knew the result, and it was like so surreal to see it go into the stands, and I started yelling, because I had the kids last night, I started yelling for the kids to get up. They were in bed, and they came running back out there. Oh, yeah. They came running back out into the living room and, you know, hit the rewind button, and they were going crazy. It was what a moment. What a moment. And really, you felt at that point, you can't let this one get away. They will close the door here. They have to. That's such a dramatic home run to tie it up. They've got to finish the job, and they certainly did that.
All right, Brian, so obviously, like, I have a very short track mind, and so every time I hear Jeff Francoeur call Brian Anderson the play-by-play guy, BA, I always turn my head to think if it's you, and then I try to figure it out. So here's what I want you to do. I wanted you to listen to Brian Anderson, the play-by-play guy from TBS, his call of the game-winning home run, and I want you to give me a grade on that. All right, B.A., what'd you think of his call last night?
I thought it was awesome. I mean, it caught all of the emotion. The ball off the bat, you could tell by the way his voice went up. He knew. He knew the result, but you got to let it play out. And you let it play out, walk off, lights up the Cleveland night. I thought it was perfect. It was funny because I was in the car early, about an hour ago, and had it on one of the national stations, and they were playing that same call. And it's funny how the really good ones have a knack for nailing it.
Well, just to make sure that everyone's got it covered, we have the other Brian Anderson on the line, that's PA kinda from cool. TBS. Did you like his assessment?
Nice compliment there, Brian.
Way to go.
God, man, that could have gone really bad for me. Because I know you guys didn't tell him I was coming on here, so geez. Brian James.
Oh, my goodness.
How are you, buddy?
I am doing well. How are you?
Man, it's great to hear your voice. You know, it's been our dream forever to work together, guys. We've planned this. We've gone back channel. Everybody's afraid. We've done a few pregame shows together, but everybody's afraid to put us together. There's too much Brian Anderson for people, and, you know, that's understandable.
We know why. Having had both of you on the show a lot, you guys have way too much fun. BA with TBS, I'm getting compliments like crazy from my buddies. BA from Tampa Bay, people are loving the fact that you're with us all the time. And guys, I got to tell you, last night in BA from TBS, I thought this. When Ron Darling last night said, that might be the best baseball game I've ever seen. I thought,
yeah, he's been in a few.
That says something, doesn't it?
That's the 86 Mets, Ron Darling, saying that too. That struck me as well. And yeah, let me give you an idea of what Brian James Anderson is going through today, because I get it all the time. Whenever he says something on his Tampa Bay broadcast about the Yankees on social media, you know, people just confuse us. So I get all the hate. And so everybody who thinks I'm rooting against their team, which inevitably comes up, you know, I'm sure the other BA is getting bombarded with, why do you hate my team so much? So that's it. We always get all the love and the hate on the social media channels for each other, which, you know, I feel bonded in that way. And we're not the only two, by the way. There's many of us out there. The player Brian Anderson, the former Chicago White Sox Brian Anderson. So they're all labeled in my phone in order of age,
so,
which means I'm BA1 and he's BA2.
All right. So what have I got you by a year? 1 year?
Yeah, 1 year. Maybe. Yeah, oh, I'm Maybe. Older for sure.
All right, so the older Brian Anderson on this one then. I got to tell you, I think it's the greatest compliment in the world that you're taking heat from Yankees or Guardians fans, because during the other series, during the last series for the Guardians against the Tigers, my wife goes, "Man, does he want the Tigers to win?" I go, if you're saying that, that means he's doing his job, because he's doing both sides exactly the same. So you got the greatest compliment without knowing it while you were calling it, and it was happening in Cleveland at the time. But, I mean, if you're getting grief from one side or the other, that does mean you're doing your job, and you've evoked emotion, my friend. So outstanding for you.
It's something that, and BA knows this as well, but this is not a new thing. Like, this happens every year, especially in the postseason. I remember talking to Ernie Harwell about when he was calling Brooklyn Dodger games, getting hate mail, written letters about him not rooting for his own team. Like, that's in the 50s. So when the medium was pretty new. So, you know, if Ernie Harwell and Vin Scully, I've had many of these conversations with Vin Scully. It is, you know, we celebrate success. Now, when we work for our own teams, I still work for the Brewers, but when we work for our own teams, everything's slanted in that perspective. But, you know, BA's really fair on the Rays broadcast. He calls it like he sees it. And sometimes that comes across as he's against us or he's against my team, and that's perfectly fine. Like, we understand the territory we're in, and that is no problem. We celebrate success, and whoever that success happens to be with, if I'm on a national game and if your team is the one that the success is happening against, it's going to feel like I'm against your team just by the nature of it. But that's okay. So we're all big boys, and we can handle that part of it.
Both guys.
Yeah,
go ahead, BA. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, BA is absolutely right. You know, you try to play it right. I try to play it down the middle, even during the Rays broadcast, which when you say that, hey, if the slant's not there, you get that feeling of, hey, you're against us. That happens from time to time with me, with Tampa, but it's typically coming from the Rays clubhouse. Sometimes they're not a big fan of playing it down the road and telling it like it is.
So, Geneva, BA, my question for you is, does anyone think you're doing these games?
You know what? At the beginning of a series, every year, yes, somebody would be like, hey, I didn't know you were, and I'm like, no. It's the true professional, BA, who is the national guy, okay? He does the NCAA tournament. He does all sorts of, you know, just big-time games. He's the national play-by-play guy. It's not me. I'm going to sit back and enjoy listening to him call a game and watch some baseball. But, yes, inevitably, a couple of people every year will be like, hey, I didn't know you were on the call. And I'm like, well, it's because I'm not.
So,
and I get just the opposite. So I get the how dare you try to talk about anything on a baseball field? You never played, or you were a major. You know, you. I get that. You're not like the other Brian Anderson.
Well, hold on a second, though. Yeah, but weren't you? You were in college in Texas, right? And you were a year ahead of me playing ball because you said you had gotten some phone calls when I got drafted, and you're like,
That was my first introduction. I got probably 10 congratulatory phone calls about getting drafted, because I did play college baseball, but I was not left-handed. I was a catcher at a small college in Texas. And, man, I mean, people would call me. This is long before social media and texting, but I got literal phone calls with congratulatory messages that I'd been drafted. I think, who drafted you, BA? The Diamondbacks?
The Angels. Angels.
Oh, the Angels, right, the Angels. And so I kept getting a phone call from an Angel scout who said, man, you know, I miss this, but congratulations, best of luck to you and your your endeavors. And I'm just like, man, I need to go sign this contract ASAP when I show up. as a 5'9" right-handed pitcher, and they thought they drafted a lefty who was a stud. How disappointed! But as long as the check cashes, you know, it'll be good.
Speaking of checks, did one of you got the other guy's check right at one point by mistake?
I got multiple of Brian James.
Yeah. Yes, and I've gotten. I think that happened.
That was common.
Yeah, I got a national game that you did a few years back, and I think it was Cincinnati and St. Louis. And I opened that up, and I'm like, no, that's not me. So who am I going to have to send this back to?
Did you think about cashing it?
Or better get to the bank quickly.
Yeah, get to the bank, man.
Here's what I'm going to do. I know. By the way, your game rate is very impressive. Very impressive, sir. Very impressive.
That's the opposite approach. I got one of Brian James' checks, and I cashed that sucker as fast as I could and let them work it out. So
he's like, I got a Happy Meal for this.
The all-time greatest the mix-up was we used to always go when I was working under the Fox family before I did, you know, primarily TS. We all would go to Terranea down in L.A. for our seminar, and B.A. got there before I did. I was coming from an NBA game. And he had his whole family with him, and they're like, oh, well, there are two rooms under Brian Anderson. Do you want us to just combine that and give you the villa, the suite overlooking the ocean? He's like, sure.
No.
I don't have a room.
No. This is what's really funny. When I checked in, they didn't even ask me. The guy that was working behind the counter said, hey, by the way, we saw that you had two reservations, your name, so we just went ahead and put you in a villa. I wasn't even thinking straight. And so I'm like, oh, great. So they gave me the keys to this thing. I'm going to tell you, it was absolutely an incredible room, but it was later that night when you checked in and they called and said, oh, by the way, and there were no rooms left. And I think I even extended an offer for you to stay, and my family was not with me. You could have stayed on the other side of this room. I wouldn't have even known you were there.
We could have snuggled.
we could have snuggled before the big meeting.
This would have been okay. Jeff Rancourt's biggest nightmare or happiest night of his life, because he'd just say BA, and you'd be like, what?
Yeah, it's a beautiful game. It's a beautiful game, and the common names, like, you know, I'm very close with Allie LaForce, as you guys know, husband Joe Smith, and you know, Joe Smith and I, we show up at a golf course, and you know, there's a dozen of us out there, like, what club are you from? And there's plenty of Joe Smiths and Brian Anderson. So, and it's an honor to be a part of the Brian Anderson Club.
What? I feel the same way. You know what the ironic thing is about that? Joe Smith went to Wright State, which is where I went to school.
Yes.
So I've done some events with Joe. Yes.
That's awesome.
Joe has drunk texted me many times thinking he's talking to you. and it's always funny.
Oh,
I was
going
to say, if you're getting the drunk text, there's something good behind it. There's no doubt.
Can I interrupt the merriment for one baseball thing?
Oh, I forgot we were on the radio.
Yeah, me too.
You guys must have a commercial to break to go to or something.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let me ask you both this. How much fun is it in the postseason, just as baseball fans, for all of us, for you guys, to watch the way these guys are managing the heck out of these games? Let's start in Tampa. It's been so fascinating. We've been doing a bit on it. Let's second guess the manager. We've done it every game, and it's been so much fun.
Well, listen, you know, a lot of these guys, they've got the script going in. They know game situations, what matchups they want coming out of the pen. You know that for the most part, these managers are not afraid to turn to that bullpen early and often. We've seen it all postseason long, and they've got a real good idea of how they want to do it. But still, the game comes at you fast, and to see the moves that are being made and to sit at home and second-guess them, ooh, this is a little too early. You know, it was like when, in that last series when A.J. Hinch, you know, brought in Job, the Jackson Job, the young kid who had had four innings total. He brings him into a 1-0 to protect the 1-0 lead on the road late in the game. And I'm sitting at home going, no. You want to bring him in down 1-0, 2-0, get his feet wet, whatever. This could backfire, and I think we were even texting about that, and it certainly did. However, you know, they ended up getting bailed out, I think, in that ball game. So it ended up working out for him. But it's been a lot of fun to sit back and see how these managers are going to do things, because you know they're going to be active, and you know that there are a ton of moves that are going to be made. And I think that this, for me, this postseason, for the most part, I mean, we've had some blowouts here recently, but for the most part, this postseason has been on the edge of your seat baseball. It has been so fun to watch, and you just hope that that continues all the way through the end.
And we both have the teams that we cover, the Rays and the Brewers, play this kind of baseball too, and so it is the modern game, and there are moves made very early, and I think what's beautiful about this game right now, unlike other sports, and it's always kind of been that way, but it's even more that way now, because you're relying on, especially for smaller market teams or mid-market teams, you're relying on players that don't have a whole lot of experience, a rookie in Noel, a second-year player in Fry. But in the other sports, you know, MJ's not passing the ball to Jack Haley for the final shot. Mm-hmm. But in baseball, your spot's coming up. Like, you're going to get your turn. So if you're on that roster, there's going to be a moment. And Pedro Avila last night had his moment. Yeah. Johnkinsie Noel had his moment. And David Fry had his moment. And, yes, Judge and Stanton, the superstars, had their moments. They'll get their turn, too. But you can be the last guy on a roster and still have your moment in the playoffs. And the game is littered with moments like that throughout time. Mark Lemke comes to mind. There are so many examples of that. David Eckstein, you're going to get your chance. And that's what's beautiful about the game in its current state, too. More of those guys are getting those opportunities to make a name for themselves.
Gentlemen, we have run out of time. But this is what I do want to see. When the Brewers and the Rays play, you guys need to do a first pitch together. You got a catcher and a pitcher. Why wouldn't we do this?
I would do that.
Let's get a marketing person on this. Come on.
Good move.
He's going to put one right off my shin, though. See, he still has good command, so...
It's just
next year you guys come to us, so we can get this in the hopper, get it working.
I'm all in, and Cleveland Radio's welcome to join. We'll have to explain all that, but
no one's going to understand
it. Rays party.
Maybe you guys could do it here. It would be very bizarre, though. Yeah. Gentlemen, thank both of you. I appreciate you. We're listening forward to hearing your call tonight on TBS as well. The play-by-play.
See you guys. Great hearing from you, BA. So
all right, well. Yes, sir.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll come back. We've got a little bit more coming up here. That was your double shot of Brian Anderson here in the noon hour on KRK.
We didn't have to say a word.
No, it was great. All right, let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more about what they had to say. Ellis Burks is going to join us. Kevin Stefanski's press conference. And, of course, quick predicts coming up at the end of the show. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.